Hey, what's going on?
Yo.
We're back.
Another episode.
Episode number
four. We are your hosts, one in a million.
And 1, 2, 3, a.k.a. Jay Miller, a.k.a. Steal Your Woman.
Okay. Here we go.
You start that.
This is when he gets crazy.
Should I start all over?
No. This is how you're going to leave it. This is what it is.
All
right. Okay. Let's try this again. Yo. Nah, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the show again. Number 444.
Yeah, man.
With Jay Mora, a.k.a. One in a Million, and my boy Jay Dunn, a.k.a. 1, 2, 3.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Gonna start calling you instead of 1, 2, 3. 1 to the 2 to the 3.
1 to the 2 to the 3. That sounds interesting,
right? Like you're just gonna start rapping after that.
It's a little corny, but you know it's okay.
You're Do you have any bars on you? You have any bars on you? You want to try it out?
Yo. It's 1, 2 to the 3 coming at you live. In the basement.
I don't know.
This is crazy, bro.
This is how you do it. So we have a special guest today. It's one of our co-workers.
We got a very special
guest. He takes too many days off, so he's never around.
He's known for that.
Yeah, he's never around.
Taurus.
His name is Pat, a.k.a. I'm a biker boy.
A.k.a. The Beast.
I eat 25 eggs a day, raw.
Light work.
Dude.
That's what he does.
Every time that I see you eat that raw kale, I'm just like, how the hell does he do that?
No, I just love that. I just love that he eats it, right? And he makes faces like he's literally in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like he's doing something in the bathroom and like, you know, and just forcing himself.
Just forcing that kale down, huh?
You gotta suffer.
No pain, no gain.
Suffer?
No pain, no fucking gain.
Oh, man. That's peace.
Dude, I can respect that.
He's like 6'9".
At least.
Like 7'9".
On a bad day.
On a bad day.
On a bad day?
Yeah. He takes off his shoes and he's like 7'9", 7'8". And then he's like, wow, like how much you weigh?
205.
We're muscle.
Around the same weight.
Shredded.
Yeah.
Shredded.
Sexy.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
Wait a minute.
Okay. You know, we can debate
that's
that.
Debatable.
This is getting weird.
But I'm talking about women that have told me this.
Oh,
that's
women.
That's what I'm saying.
I wonder what they look like.
Oh my god, this youngsters.
What are they, twos, threes?
I would say at least twos or threes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes fives.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Out of ten.
That makes sense.
Wow, you're winning.
They're twos.
He's winning. Hey, listen.
At least I'm getting attention.
Ah, hey.
Hey,
if it works for you, it works for me. So yeah, so you'll see Pat here coming in, you know, in most of the episodes. He just takes too many vacation days. I don't know.
It's summertime. We gotta enjoy.
Right, and we're here doing the hard work, and he just, you know.
Oh please.
He gets hurt all the time.
Just taking it. I think he makes it up, man.
Sometimes. I don't know.
I would never tell a lie. I'm an honest man. When have you known me to lie?
It's true. He reads a lot of book, and he does whatever the book says. If the book says
jump off a cliff because you will be rich forever,
he took a couple of days off the other day. That's probably what happened. He just jumped off a freaking cliff, and he saw
poison ivy
in your feet.
What?
How does that happen? Were you running?
Bro, I was drunk, running through a forest.
What are you, Tarzan?
Yo, that's a thought. A thought I was. Bro, I seriously have poison ivy on my feet. Right now, my feet are itching.
Bro, keep your shoes on at all times because that thing is contagious.
It's contagious as fuck. I have it on my
Really? Here. Poison ivy is contagious?
Yeah,
I think,
bro.
I think
airborne?
So.
Or do I
no, not airborne.
Not airborne.
Touch
bro. It's like, oh, it's not rash.
Airborne, we wouldn't even be here. This podcast wouldn't even happen.
I would fucking have poison ivy.
Just walking through the hallway. Everybody's itching. Like, what's going on?
I will come to work looking like a ninja. You will only see my eyes.
Best.
Like, man, I probably put like something to cover me. Like,
fucking
glasses. Is Pat here? Oh no, I'm not working.
Fucking hazmat suit.
So today, Bob, he took the day off today.
Yeah, I didn't see Bob today.
Yeah, he has something to do. I had to come up in the building early.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we still got work done, as usual. That's what we do here.
That's what they say they do.
No, that's what we do here. You that's is that you don't do. Spend enough time in here. Yeah. So yeah, man, what's the topic of the day today, man?
Well, today, you know, I had a few things in mind. I was wondering something about relationships.
Oh my.
He's bringing that. He's bringing
this
that.
Your favorite topic, huh?
I love it.
Something about relationships.
He's bringing the car today, huh?
Just to let you know, Pat, don't get too crazy.
I'm going
to
hear
a lot of women listen to this.
I'm just going to say it once. No, I always say it in each episode I have said this word. This is like the word.
Yeah.
Don't get weird.
Don't get weird.
Don't get weird.
We need to get
weird. No. I get that one.
Juan gets weird all every day. Oh my God.
You should hear episode two.
I'm just going to get... You see those things that you buy that it says that you press it. It's like a red button. You press it and it says... That was easy.
Oh yeah, you said
I
have
should
one.
Get one of those. I should get one of those custom that says.
I used to have the one that says "fuck."
Right serious. Now, I would have pressed him. I would have said, "You're weird." All right, one. So yeah, what's man. Up? What's 1, 2, 3? What are you? What are you?
I was curious. You know, I'm a man that's in a relationship, and I always like to keep it spicy. You know, as much as I can, but you know, there are those moments. When you feel like things are like drying up, I don't know how to like.
You're gonna have up and downs.
Yeah.
You're gonna have up and downs. I am a man that I've been in a relationship for so long.
Well, you like not talking so much. Like there might be a day where just yeah, I don't really talk. Like,
bro, there's days that you go home and like you know you say hi. It's like a tradition thing. You do the same thing all over. Like every day, it's like I said, from the moment that I wake up. To the moment that I go to sleep,
yeah.
There is a tradition that we have at home, my wife, my daughter. But then there's days that you know you're gonna have like you know you just want to go home and watch a game and just sit down in the living room and just you know just relax there. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is that your partner would kind of like you know she will know.
Yeah.
She will know and she will leave you alone. She will not you know.
If she's a good girl.
Here we go, Pat.
So the thing about Pat is that Pat is the true definition of a macho man, right?
Oh yeah.
I think that
I'm a machista.
I think that he hits the gym so hard every morning. I guess that he comes like
his muscles are growing, his brain is shrinking.
No, false.
No.
I'm saying if she's a good girl, you know why I say that, right?
Right.
Because most girls would bother their men in that situation.
Okay. I mean, yeah. You know.
You got a good girl. That's all I'm saying.
No,
it's
yeah.
It's a compliment.
What do you mean when you say a good girl?
That okay, for that example, when he comes home and she knows he's not feeling like, you know, he wants to be alone, she gives
him
a space.
I'm not 100%.
She gives him a space.
Right.
That's what men do. We go into the back cave and we figure things out. And we want to be alone.
Man, I wish I had a back cave.
Don't you listen, bro?
Your back cave can be anything. He goes and watches his game. That's his back cave.
It could be the TV. Listen, I used to have a man cave.
Oh, really?
Before my that is awesome. My wife has 90% of the space in the house. Like she has her home, 90%. Her walk. Dude, she got her. That's my closet is like 2x2. Her closet is a freaking walk-in.
That's amazing.
Right? And it's nothing. I'm not talking about because that's something big, but it just in a New York apartment, it's hard to find a closet that is big, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she takes it, and it's still not enough. For her.
So it's in what her closet,
yeah,
invading.
Bro.
Oh my God!
I'm serious, invading, right?
That's not right.
But next thing you know, my daughter comes along, and my man cave, which was the liberal,
yeah,
became Sesame Street slash, you know, bro, it's like fruity. My living room is fruity now.
It's fruity pebbles.
Yeah.
Fruity
the masculinity pebbles. In the house.
It's gone, bro.
Dude, I'm afraid of that.
Only when I go to the bathroom. That's like the only time that I get. And not even because
they're
my
invaded.
Daughter. Nah, my wife, she leaves me alone, but my daughter is just there knocking on the door. Daddy? No. Whatever she's saying. Like, you know. Yeah. So
you ever wish you had a room that no one's allowed? It's just your
just
room.
You.
Like,
and you could buy anything you want.
And it's there.
Put it in that
that's,
room.
That's
nobody
beautiful.
Can.
Right. It is beautiful. But what happens is, like, back to what I was telling you, I'm a family man.
Yeah.
So
Oh, your mentality is just...
Your mentality changes. Like, you know, yeah. I get out of here and the thing that I want to do is pretty much...
To be with your family.
I want that little girl to be loud and, like, you know, even though I'm going to correct her, like, you know, when she's making a lot of noise, hey, like, you know, and if, let's say if I want to have a moment by myself, it's not really a long moment. It's just, like, you know, a little space, which I get it, and she knows when to come and invade and be like, hey baby, is everything, and then we have a conversation, and then actually, you know, it's gone, and then my day goes back to normal.
Yeah,
same thing with her. I'm sure, like, you know, there's many times that she comes home and she just want to be, like, you know, left alone, and as a man, like, you need to know that. I do ask if anything is wrong, like, you know, and according to her answer, I know what's back that? Up or, like, okay, try to talk it out, like, let's see. You know, dude, this is gonna happen. It's work is stress. Not every day is gonna be flowers and, like, you know, sugar. It's gonna absolutely. Be a little tough.
It's a roller coaster. But at a young age, it's very
tough. No, because sometimes it happens, and I just be questioning myself. I start thinking, like, am I getting boring?
You know? Okay.
Like, and sometimes that even, like, fucking catches me by surprise. Like, wait, what am I doing wrong? Or am I not doing something? And yeah, that's really what happens sometimes.
So don't be harsh on yourself.
Yeah.
Don't think that you're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, you know, like, sometimes you have to go out of your way. You have to come out of your shell. You have to understand that it's not you only. It's her, you, family, friends. Like, you know, like any little thing can stress you out. Right, and it doesn't have to be with you only. It could be somebody that you care for,
yeah,
a family member. Like me, I hate when I get phone calls that something's going on with my family member, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's gonna stress you out. It's gonna be back in the head, right?
Mm-hmm.
But always know your circle. Yeah. Always know that, let's say, if you feel that she needs to come up to you and try to talk to you to get you out of it, that's something that you gotta talk to her about it. Like, that she knows, because she's not gonna know right off the jump. She's not gonna, maybe she don't want to bother you, or maybe she's just afraid to go up to you. Same thing
she's
with you.
She's told me that before.
Right, same thing with you.
Yeah.
Remember, men and women, we are totally different.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Oh yeah.
It's our nature to be different.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, men, we think one way. Women, they think two ways. Like a woman, and they think, no, I'm not offending any female, but they think they know what we know. Like, they think they know. They try
but they
to.
They can't, because they're not.
Right, but they. You know, but it's
two
like.
Two different
it's like me trying to be a woman.
You can't.
You can't.
No matter
it's
how
not.
Much you try.
But in our mentality, we know that, right? Yeah. So we leave it alone. A female, more, it's the nature to, like, you know, care. It's the nature to, like, you know, to be a woman, and at the same time, they think that they know. Mm-hmm. What a man is like.
Well, we can probably act like women if we try. But you know what we should do?
Wait. Stop right there.
See what happens.
Juan, hit the button. Hit the button.
The button?
Yeah.
Stop?
No.
Oh.
Hit the button.
Oh. Fuck.
That was weird.
Oh. I thought it was my button.
Nah.
Not your button. My button is fuck.
Oh, no.
Mine's good, bro. That was weird. Just get emotional. And don't think about what you do.
Wait, let me hit the button.
So, that Pat, it's a young guy. Like I said, he has, you know, the look, and he doesn't need a he doesn't have to go up to a woman. I guess, like, you know, woman just go up to him, right?
He has a lot of testosterone.
Right. So the way he thinks is, like, you know, everything goes to him so easy.
Yeah.
Yo.
No.
We struggle, bro. It's not like, you know.
No,
I'm saying, like,
I'm starting to struggle.
What? Your girl? Just break
many things, man.
Bro, we're not 7 feet tall, bro. Like, you know, like you know, I'm 5'7" a good day.
Yeah, but if you act 6 feet tall, that's all that matters.
That's the problem. That's
your
the
mind.
Thing. I do act like I'm 7 feet tall.
So that's it. He's good to go.
Yeah, bro. We're acting. That's what we're doing.
We're So have you like, do you talk to her? Like, you let her know?
Yeah, I talk to her, you know. And she gives me the response of, like, all that. It's not that I'm boring or anything like that. But, you know, it's just shit that goes through my mind, you know?
Once it goes
sometimes I, like, believe my own shit.
Okay.
And, yeah, I could get ugly.
Nah, bro, you gotta be corny.
Yeah.
Be corny.
Oh, I'm really corny.
No, but I'm saying, like, you know, don't take things too seriously.
Dude, I keep telling myself that.
So, do you know that saying that when a woman says yes, she's saying no?
She's like, no.
Right, so sometimes, like, if you feel that you're being boring.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, grab a couple of eggs.
I don't feel like I'm boring.
No, 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 but I'm saying if you think, if it's going through your head, grab a couple of eggs and call her. Be like, babe, come to the living room real quick. No, no, no. Oh, Pat. No, no, no. Just call her up. Be like, babe, come over here. When she opens the door, bro, just blast her with eggs and just start a fucking war in your apartment. Just random thing. Yo, bro, let me tell you something. My wife, right? She, you gotta be careful with her. Like, you start something with her and she doesn't give up too easy. Sometimes we catch ourselves in a clean apartment, finish cleaning it up, ready to go take showers, like, you know, and like finish the whole nine yards. And next thing you know, she just go get cold water, bro, and just start throwing water at me. I go grab sugar, whatever I can find, bro, and just throw that, like, you know, start.
Yo, it's a war.
It just, you know, and my daughter does the same thing. She just follow, okay. And she's an expert on that. On making the mess, bro, man, she'll grab any toy and just start throwing things there.
Yeah, you want some canned food?
Yeah.
Okay. Start throwing cans.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, just and enjoy life, bro. Like, you know, to the fullest, bro. Like, at home, do it. Like, you know, you don't have to act like you're perfect. We're human. We make mistakes. Yeah, we're bored. Like, we're happy.
We throw a few eggs at her.
Just but I think she'll be
good. I think she'll enjoy it because, you know, they say that egg is good for the hair for women. You know, they put eggs.
After she does her hair.
My God, this freaking
that,
guy.
That'll be my excuse. I'm like,
so be careful. Don't hit her with an avocado, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
Don't hit her with an avocado. How about this? Take her out of her zone.
Okay.
You know, if she is she's a person that she likes to, like, you know, like, drink wine.
She loves wine.
Okay, don't give her wine. No, give her soda, or, like, you know, or give her, I don't know, some pure alcohol. Like, take her out of her zone. Soda. You know, do something so she could look at you like, oh man, this freaking guy. What was that about? Like, you know, and from there she see another side of you. Don't be afraid to show. You know.
Yeah.
All sides of you, like, you know. Okay. At home, I'm the biggest kid. I'm a beast. I'm at home. I got all these freaking personalities going on in my house.
Yeah.
You know. And just try to find when is the right time for each. You never want to be just the same thing.
Of course not. Never. You gotta always, like, change it up.
Have you ever gone home and just changed your bedroom just because you want to fucking have a different set?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone and just paint the wall just because of the fuck out of it?
Nah, paint is pretty expensive.
Yeah. Ah, you're just being cheap then.
Nah, I'm just playing.
What do you think, man? This is gonna be interesting.
About what?
What he just said. What do you think, man? About
give me your,
what he's asking?
Give me your perspective.
About his girlfriend? Yeah. What he should do?
No, like, you know,
What should I do, man?
He thinks he's...
Break up with her.
I fucking love this guy.
Oh, man.
You're too young to deal with these issues. Just date.
Oh, man, I hope she don't
enjoy your life. Bro, you're too young to be committed.
Every woman out here, you know, listening to this is probably going to be like...
People, this is Pat.
We hate this kid. We like, hate this kid.
Bro,
this is what we deal with 24 hours a day.
Yeah, man, weird conversation, Pat.
I'm just telling you, bro, my perspective, a man should settle down when he's older.
What's the age?
Like 30, like that's when you start taking relationships seriously.
Okay.
And the reason I say this is because you got to experiment in life, you know? You don't want to miss out on opportunities when you're young because you're, you know.
What do you call an opportunity? What's opportunity to be
missed? You can have experiences in life.
If you're in a long-term committed relationship, you miss out on a lot of stuff.
So let's say for some reason you meet this girl and this girl brings, like, you know, quality. It's not everything that you want, because this is the problem that I have when I hear, like, you know, people talking about, oh, a perfect person.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
You know what I learned through my experience with my wife? That it's not about finding the right person. It's about finding a person that you could grow with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whenever there's an issue, for some reason, that chemistry that you have solves it.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you think it's not even a question. It's not even a question. It's just, you know, you have the right answer for everything. In your heart, you feel good.
Mm.
You see, I have a problem with people using the word love. I want to say that
like
I was
saying I love you?
Bro, yeah. Like, people use I love you for any little thing.
Yeah, you shouldn't throw that around.
I love you. It's become overrated.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know? And honestly speaking, dude, agree. Love hurt. Love is hard. It's not easy.
No.
So when you say I love you to someone,
I don't think I should say I love you as much then.
Oh, you say I love you
a
lot?
I say a lot.
Do you feel it?
Oh, no.
No, but do you feel it? It's in your heart?
There are times that I just to say it.
Don't over.
But that's... I say it, and I mean it every time that I say it. But sometimes it's just like I might be texting, and I just say I love you to end the question, the whatever I'm saying.
Right.
And, yeah.
Do you say it more, or does she say it more?
Mm.
Or is it even?
It's pretty even, but I feel like I always say it a lot.
No, but gotta switch that up, bro.
But yeah. I disagree just with that. I disagree with switching it up.
I think what makes you think to switch like
up? She should be saying it more?
For every like one time you say it, she should say it like twice.
Me?
No, her.
Oh.
Why? You know?
Cause it
like
just...
today she said it and I haven't said it in the entire day.
Okay. Yeah. What makes you say that, Pat? If he says I love you, she should say, for each I love you one, two, three, she says I love you two times.
Yes.
Why?
Because you shouldn't be the one overusing it as a man.
As a man.
As a man. Yeah.
Keyword, as a man.
Yeah, a woman is the nurturer, the caretaker. So she should be the one that's being more affectionate. Don't you say?
Are there any?
All right. Okay. My thing is this.
As a man, you're supposed to be the rock. And I'm not saying you can't be in love and still be a man. Of course. You show your emotions and you are vulnerable as a real man.
My thing is this to that, though. What are you doing here? Are you competing with her? What are you doing here? Are you trying to prove something? Or next thing you know, you're in a competition. Next thing you know, you're competing to say it. You're competing to... Oh no, I'm in love with you. You're not in love with me. What is this?
I want to break it down.
Honestly speaking,
I want to slow it down though. I love you.
Okay, so this is the way you should do it.
Now,
I'm not saying you.
Certain moments,
right?
Where you
right, like
where
don't
it feels
don't,
right
don't
to
get
say
comfortable.
It. Don't just say it as like a way to
you,
say bye bye.
But let
know,
me ask you something. Yeah. If you feel it at the moment, say it.
Yeah.
Why not? Mm-hmm. Follow your heart, follow your instinct. If something goes wrong, nobody else, you're not going to blame nobody else but yourself.
Yeah.
And guess what? Since the moment you were born, your heart has been with you, right?
Yeah.
To the moment you die, your heart is still going to be with you,
mm-hmm.
right? So isn't it easier for you to get over something that your heart is telling you to do rather than listening to me, Pat, or anybody telling you, say I love you whenever... No. Doesn't that make more sense? At the end of the day, it's more you following your heart.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn,
you don't have
my girlfriend is blowing my...
She's probably...
Yo,
well, she's
people,
probably
what you're hearing now is... I think she just heard.
She's
like,
probably listening right
she
now.
She felt it.
I'm gonna have to...
She
no,
felt
no,
it.
You good. Don't worry about it.
Yo, and the reason
no,
I
it's
said
still
that
playing.
Too...
I'm just gonna
about the
let her
two
know.
To three thing is because when you chase your woman too much, she becomes unattractive to you. You have to make
it's like you're wasting.
Yeah, you can't chase your woman too much. You chase her away from you. So
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You instill your higher value when she's reciprocating the love more to you.
Oh. Okay.
Love is war.
War.
This is Sparta.
Yeah, bro. Murr. It's a battlefield.
Juan, everybody's different.
That's how I view it, though.
You know, everybody has their own way to go around it and do
you got a point.
And she's the enemy.
Oh my
damn.
God, this guy. this guy.
Dude, you make this hard.
Yeah, we're gonna have so much message, not about a podcast.
No, it's like just about Pat. It's just about
take
Pat.
That freaking guy at it.
Like you freaking
you know, it would have been an interesting conversation too if Bob would have been. Oh, because Bob would have been going after Pat all day.
I would have loved it.
Yeah.
So follow your heart, bro.
Yeah, definitely will.
Listen, everybody's relationship is different.
Yeah.
Everybody treat things different way. Something that could hurt you doesn't hurt me. Something that could hurt me doesn't hurt you.
That's true.
You understand? That's the way it is. So don't be what do you call this? Celebrity guy relationship type. Like don't do that. Don't what you see on TV is TV. It's script, it's made. It's not real. You know, so whenever you feel something, don't you feel that it's okay to express yourself?
Yeah. You're right.
Sometimes you gotta hold it back though.
Really?
This guy's amazing.
I'm telling you. Bro, just imagine if you listen to your brain every time, you know? Sometimes your brain thinks of dumb shit, right?
I don't know. The thing is that sometimes I just like I like saying it. But like you said, it's overrated.
Like, I'm not saying that
people
it's overrated.
Just throw it around.
It just
and it's got me thinking, like, maybe I do say it a lot.
Because right,
exactly. I do say it a lot.
That's a good point. Put value in that. Just
put value. Okay, I like the way you said that.
Yeah,
value on
it. Like, you know, well, Pat said it.
Yeah.
Put value on that. Well, Pat, that was the first thing. Yo, if there's a...
Pat,
Hit the point.
Thank you very much.
He's learning, bro.
He's learning.
I knew he was gonna learn something.
I get soft one day.
Yeah, he gets soft. Pat is the type of dude that cries at home, but he just go deep like when he cries.
All in, man.
Like the neighbors are knocking the door, like, excuse me, sir, you know, I call like you know the ambulance. Are you okay? Like, you know, that's the type of.
I don't cry.
You don't cry.
He cries.
He cries on the inside.
No, he cries, and then you have like you know little wires coming out in tears,
yeah,
like
little tears.
Metals, like
he
metals.
He wipes it off. And metals. He just starts lifting weights.
Lifting weights. The bars is coming out. Oh man.
Like, what is this liquid coming out of my eyeballs?
But yeah. If she says it more than you, or you should say it more than her, it doesn't matter. So long as you know you feel it, she feel it. It's okay. Yo, sometimes, and you guys, I think you guys know this already about me. Like, I don't tell you things whenever you want to hear things. I tell you shit like you know I might throw you off by the things that I say to you, and I'm not saying it because I'm trying to be mean or anything like that. But I'm saying it because you know what? In at the moment. You know, I'm not the type of friend that I will tell you things just because you want to hear that. Mm-hmm. I'll probably be the douchebag to tell you something and you'll be like, yo, but one, fucking Jay Mora is a dick. But tomorrow you're probably like, you know what? I see where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be times that it's the same thing with you guys. Like, you guys come up to
me. I definitely do understand. Like from in the past, like when you explain certain things, you know, in the moment I'd be like, oh, that hurts. But I understand.
Nah, I don't mean things in a harsh way at all. I'm very... If I can laugh every day, I do, bro. Yeah. I come to work and I try to laugh every day. As you can see, you have to, right?
To get through this shit.
Yo, yeah, bro, it is. Yo, you imagine that... Well,
imagine being serious and
every
just
day,
fucking angry. Like,
angry all the time. Dude, and don't get me wrong, there's days that I don't want to talk to
anybody.
Nobody.
No, of course, everyone has those
But like, you know, but you guys make me laugh. And then like, okay, whatever.
Get through this shit.
So if I ever come over here looking like the Hulk... Try to like you know understand and just
poke,
say something and maybe
you.
Maybe I'll be like oh and then I'll come back tomorrow.
Yeah, you start to break in.
Yeah. Give you a boiled egg, you'll be alright.
No, bro, I get more angry.
No, that's gonna be
yeah. Oh my god, I gotta lift the school. Like you know, let's lift some tables. Nah. It's all love.
All right, let's get out of that topic. We're done with love.
Yo, bro, this guy brings crazy talk. So he could go from love, whatever it is, to like UFO. Like so retarded thing. Alright, go ahead.
What's your next topic?
What's
that
topic do you have?
What's going on in that mind, bro?
What's going on in the mind? I've been thinking a lot about barbecue. I've been wanting to eat like some brisket or like some ribs. I'm
barbecue.
I'm crazy about barbecue.
This fucking
man.
Guy just barbecue love, bro.
Dude.
He just barbecue.
I can make some
he just
banged ribs,
love.
Man.
Bro.
You know how to cook?
I can cook.
Barbecue?
I can I'm not too thing with barbecue.
What
I've never
you,
been
Pat?
Very
Cook?
Yeah, cook barbecue.
Not boil eggs, bro. Cook.
I just eat boiled eggs and canned sweet potatoes.
Yeah. That's barbecue. Yeah, that's as far as you'll go with cooking.
No,
I wonder how you're gonna impress your girlfriend.
I'm not trying to impress her.
Hey, she's baby, you want some kale?
She's impressing me.
We eat this shit raw, babe.
Fucking impressed. She's the one cooking.
Oh, like, man.
My woman's cooking. Kale. Oh, man. For me, she's impressing me.
Pat is like 19. What's that year? You know, 1903.
Those were good years.
Oh my god, this guy's crazy.
The world has changed.
This guy's crazy.
Like, I miss the old times.
Yeah, I miss the old tradition.
So what, you trying to cook now? Like,
I think I'm gonna go eat barbecue like after I leave.
You just have a cream for barbecue.
Yeah. Oh. I actually have some ribs that have been seasoned.
You're gonna make
it's
them
ready.
Home.
Yeah.
Make sure you make enough and just bring it over here tomorrow.
Dude, it's like 10 ribs. It's like 10 ribs.
He's
like
eat them all. Do you see this guy? Yeah.
He's probably gonna leave half of the Oh my god. Oh man, yeah. Ribs, that's what's up.
What can you cook?
I could cook. I'm pretty good with pasta.
Pasta.
Yeah, that's my thing. I really don't go like you know, I can make rice, beans and stuff like that. Like Spanish, of course, but
I can't cook pasta.
My wife, she does that.
She's
like
the beast.
My wife, she likes that seafood. She's always she's into sad. Yeah, she's
I can't
that's
do
how
seafood.
She eats. Seafood is easy.
Does your wife know how to cook very well?
Yeah, she does. I love her.
This is a one look, that's why your marriage is happy too.
Well,
she knows how to cook.
Oh, she is. She is.
Shit, I'd be happy.
She's dope, isn't it? Like, yeah. You know, yeah, we don't... Like, let's say if she cooked today, I'll probably cook tomorrow. Like, we always... What's her name? You know, she's...
She should cook twice. You should cook once.
You know,
the golden rule.
We had this thing when we started dating. We had this thing that we would go like to different places to eat.
Okay.
Like, yo, we love Jersey, bro.
Oh yeah, me
yo,
too.
We love Jersey. Like I was not into Jersey until like, you know, she introduced me to that side, bro. Mm-hmm. And now I'm on Jersey.
Yeah.
Come to Jersey.
Yeah, we trying to head over there.
Yeah, Pat's from Jersey.
I was born in the city. I moved to Jersey when I was a young boy.
Ah.
He's a fake Washington Heights kid.
I was born in the Heights.
You were born in the Heights?
I lived in the Heights for 4 years, but I was a kid, so
what?
Washington Heights.
Did you go to school here in the Heights at first?
No.
Oh, you just went straight.
Yeah, when we moved there, I was going to kindergarten.
Ah,
Jersey.
Nice.
Like 181st Dykeman around there. That's your area.
Yo, right by the bridge.
Word.
So you were around. We were neighbors.
We didn't even know it.
We were neighbors then.
Damn, dude. That's
cool. Was right there.
I was on 205th.
Inwood, right?
Inwood, yeah, nice. Man.
All about Dykeman, right?
Yeah. Dude.
So where are you going to eat then?
Me?
He's
well,
cooking.
You know, you're gonna cook at home?
Yeah, I'm gonna cook at home. But I was also thinking like, BBQs is right there.
Get the just be the lazy way, huh?
Yeah, the lazy way. Just get those
no
ribs.
No one's gonna do it like you,
bro. Yeah, bro. You don't know.
Yellow
how
rice.
Take care of your own food.
And he give you that cornbread.
I think it's more satisfying if you make it yourself.
Gluttony to the fullest.
Cooking is good, bro. It's fun.
Yeah, I like cooking. I definitely like cooking.
It's more satisfying.
The oven is like my best friend. Yeah.
Just throwing everybody in there.
Yeah, dude.
Yo, talking about crazy stuff. What's your favorite book? You guys like, you read a lot.
That's hard to break down one favorite book.
If you could only have one book for the rest of your life,
I think I
you're
going to
read it
the,
over and over again. What book would that be?
By The Alchemist.
Oh, by Paulo Coelho.
Yeah, by Paulo Coelho.
That's a great book.
That book is written in so many different languages, bro.
Yeah.
Brazilian. He's from Brazil.
That book is sick.
Yo, that book is dope.
What is it about?
I read the book in Spanish and English. That's how good it was.
Oh, you're good at reading Spanish?
Yeah, I can read. Of course, I can read Spanish. I.
Can you write in Spanish?
In Spanish, for sure, bro.
Damn.
Of course. What do you think? This is, you know. Of course, you gotta.
No, I can read
why
Spanish
you don't read Spanish?
I can read Spanish.
Can you write?
Like I'm not good with grammar.
Right, yeah, like you're, it's not like point. I'm gonna put, you know,
there's symbols that
the accent where it belongs. I'm just gonna go straight, like, you know, keep going. Yeah. Like, I'm not thinking about the I or E, just gonna go. Mm-hmm. Forget yeah, about
same
that.
Here. Same here.
You know, but yeah, I could read or write in Spanish for sure. Yeah, but The Alchemist is mine.
Yeah, that's a great
it's
book.
You know, to me that way, my perspective on the book, like what I got from the book is that never trade, and I'm gonna say it my way, never trade your coins for like a big bill. You understand? Like, you know, if you have or like don't trade your silver for somebody else's gold. Okay. Because it might not be good for you. You understand? That was my whole. It talks about everything. It's very, you know, not religious only, but like
it's
very wise.
Yeah, I read that book a couple of years ago. I gotta read it again.
Yeah, that book is good.
Yeah.
What was yours?
My favorite book?
Yeah.
That's hard, bro.
Oh, I just threw it.
Dude, you love reading books, man.
Oh, damn. What came to my head when I heard about that is Man's Search for Meaning. Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor E. Frankl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
I like that book because it's a man's, it's a psychologist's like view on the concentration camps. And he just... he breaks it down, like, even in the worst of situations, you can still find meaning and, like, be happy, even in the worst situations.
Sometimes they say that when you going to, now, let's say as a country, when you go through a hard, very hard time, like, the, when it comes to the happy point, it's very happy. Like, people come together as a unit, like, you know.
In the worst times.
In the worst time, yeah.
Yeah. That's when you find the deepest bonds.
That's cool.
It is. It's, like a book, it's amazing to think about.
What about you, Juan? Do you have any 1, 2, 3? 1, 2, 2.
Favorite
two,
books?
Three.
I don't know about favorite books. I don't really have favorites. I just like, I might like a book.
Right.
Might read it and then just.
What pops to your head when you think of like favorite book? What's the first thing that pops
when
to your
I
head?
Say book.
I like more guide type of books.
Okay.
Not just like a story.
Okay.
I like for instance, one that I'm reading now that Pat recommended was the Ellipsis Manual.
It's a realistic book.
Yeah. How could you like describe it? Like, I don't know.
The Ellipsis Manual?
Yeah, it's kind of like showing you how to like read people
read
in a way.
Read people's behaviors.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
The littlest things they do, like, I don't know. They look down, they move their eyes to the side.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything, every like movement that. Means really something.
Yeah, their body language, the body what it's language. Telling you, like all that.
I like more stuff somebody. Like that, where it shows you something, it shows you how to do something.
Yeah, instruction-based stuff.
Yeah.
That are is applicable to life.
Yeah.
That you can just put in and use.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's so interesting.
You got, I got to take notes
right.
While I'm reading it, because it shows you, like, certain things that you gotta memorize.
Yeah.
You gotta remember these steps
behaviors.
That you have to do.
And it's crazy because about that book, it's like when people are talking, they're talking out of their mouth, but their body is talking too.
Yeah.
Their body, it's
their
making
body
it,
is,
yeah, they're
speaking too.
Speaking too.
Yeah.
They're speaking, but their body is speaking as well.
You know,
so you gotta focus on different things.
You know something about me?
What?
It's funny, but I can express myself better texting,
dude,
or
me too,
writing than actually vocal, like speaking.
Yeah, because in texting, you take your time more. You take your time to gather your thoughts and put it into words. That's pretty much why.
Yeah,
when you're speaking, you're just you don't really have time to.
When you have,
it's
yeah.
way more.
So
when you speak,
so
you don't really have time
I was
to
think everything.
Think everything, or else you're gonna sound like in a literal.
That's why. I mean, it's
but,
good though.
But,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
But wait, but we're missing.
People can't lie to you.
But we're missing a point here. When you interacting, it's verbally. You're talking.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So.
I'm the kind of person that has to like think first
before you say something.
Before I speak,
right? But
like, I have to gather my thoughts.
But this is
or else
thing.
I'm gonna stumble a
but
lot.
But this is the thing: if we don't know each other, we meet for the first time, and the situation is that I'm asking you a question, like you know, you try to answer my question, and you have those little moments where you stop.
Yeah, because I'm
in
thinking.
My right, yeah. In my head, I don't know you, but in my head, you're giving me the wrong impression. Mm. Can you see that where I'm going with this?
I mean, I've been that way since.
Right, really but I'm saying like it's hard because mm-hmm. if I don't know you and I'm ask you a question and you stop several times and like. Yeah.
It depends on
the it goes question. Back. It
no,
goes,
no, no, but I'm just back. Saying just in general, like mm-hmm. like
if it's a hard question, you gotta think about it.
No, yeah. I understand that, but let's say even if I ask you something like, you know, hey, listen, tell me something about yourself. Like let's say if I ask you that, which we all hear the same thing, right? We have mm-hmm. all heard that question. Yeah. And, right. A job interview, you meet somebody, whatever it is.
What are your goals?
And next thing you know, you stopping. Like at the beginning, yeah, you stop, but then after you go, you stop. Mm-hmm. Go again, then you stop again, and then you go. Now in my head, I'm like, dude, like you're probably telling me. I don't know if I should believe what you're telling me.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? And yeah. in our everyday life, we talk one another.
Yeah.
We don't write to each other. We talk. Mm-hmm. So, like example, this job, people come here and we have to meet them outside. Like you know, let's say there's a big delivery going on or there's something going on and they need one of us and we go. We see them. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, hey, my name is Juan. Yeah, what can I do for you? And they come at you and they're like, so I'm trying to do this. And they keep stopping. Like, in your head, you're like, I don't know, man. I'm going to have to be with you. I got to keep my eyes on you. You understand what I'm saying? It's a funny thing.
Yeah, I understand.
So, does that have to do with that book too? Like, you know, body language? Because also the body language will make it easy.
People are speaking like subtle things that they do, like they pause or they look in a certain direction when they're talking.
If a person is lying to you, there's certain things that you want to look for that'll let you know this person is lying.
Right.
Yeah, like they might blink a certain amount of times.
They might not look at you. They look down.
They might look down. They might look to the side. Or, you know, body language.
So many things.
You know.
Wow.
They're twitching somewhat.
That's probably a book that I would put on my you know.
Yeah, that book is, but it's deep.
It's deep, yeah.
It takes a long time. Like, you gotta study that shit.
Do you guys have like a book that came with you since you were a little kid? Like, it just stuck to you. Like, that
stuck
book.
To me?
Yeah.
Holes. Yeah.
What grade was that?
Wow. That was around. Well, the movie was.
You
like
got, you read the book first?
Nah, I saw the movie first.
Okay, but it's a book.
Yeah, because I didn't know anything about it. I saw the movie first, and then I read the book. I think the movie came out like in 2006.
Okay. Sometimes I hate watching movies.
Yeah.
Based on the book, because bro, the books are so good, and then the movie.
The book,
like, wow.
The book is way better.
You know, when I was a little kid, I read a book called Jane Eyre. Mm. It's a love story. I'm gonna be blunt. It's a girl book.
Yeah,
like you know, it's a book that anybody could read it, but you know, it was in school. But it's more like you know about a little girl going through all the stages. Every stage is a different struggle, and I'm talking about like struggles that it's just to stop living. Like oh, you know, like parents die.
Oh, God.
She, you know, she's rich, but she never knows until the end. And even when she knows that she's rich, it's just she finds love, which. She was always looking for it, and when she finds love, like you know, love, they take that away from her too. Like you understand, like it just never ends, like you know. And that book, like you know, that was the one book that I kept, like you know, that was one of the books that motivated me, like you know, to keep reading books. Yeah. Did you have any, like you know, when you were a little kid that you were like, oh my god?
No, not that I can think.
No. Did you guys? Because you guys are younger. You guys got to watch that movie or read the book on Lord of the Flies.
I've
right.
heard of
it's
that.
Like, it's about some kids stuck in an island. There's no adults.
Yeah, of course. You read that,
that
in high
book,
school.
In high school. I think I read that in eighth grade, bro.
I read it like freshman year, I think.
Yeah, it's one of those books that introduce you to like, you know, read. Bro, that book, I saw the movie after the book and I was like, holy crap. Like this is, because at that time we're so young. Like, you know, you could picture yourself in that island at that moment. It was dope. You guys should take a look at it.
Lord of the Flies.
It's the book where all the kids are stuck in the island and they get crazy.
They get crazy. They start killing each other. Because
they form a
group. Like, you know how there's like a tribes. Leader and stuff like that. And then the other one, they against whatever you want to say, and that's how it goes. And they just start going crazy. And this is a book that I'm telling you, I read that book when I was a kid.
Sounds fun to read.
It's like a power struggle.
It's a power, yeah. It's crazy. Just imagine an island with like all of us. All hungry. We don't know how to hunt. We don't know how to hunt. Then you have the hunters, and next thing you know, they're not cool with us, so we're gonna starve because they're not giving anything. So now we gotta form like one of those books. Yes. Very cool.
It's
bro.
Deep. Yeah. If you think about it.
Well,
damn, 45 minutes.
This is a record. It's Pat, man. Him and his, minutes. You know, his, yeah, him and his negativities, right?
Yeah.
Negativity. Why am I being judged?
Pat, aka negativity.
Negativity.
I'm so positive.
Yeah. Right.
In your own way.
Well, people, it's another day. You know, it's the end of the day for us. Thank you for, you know, being supportive and keep sending messages, you know, feedback.
The vibes,
you know, let us know what we should work on. Let us know anything that you guys believe that will make this thing better. And like, you know, and that could keep you guys from like listening. And yeah, man, this is the end of the podcast. And here we go. Because we are on break, in the break, for the break. All right.